Also, as part of the teaching, we had lecture demonstrations in which a patient would be brought, wheeled in their bed, into one of the large lecture theatres in front of about 50 or 60 assorted medical students, consultants, housemen, etc. And a student, we would have turns at presenting a case, presenting the patient's case, and discussing it and answering questions about what was going on. A very daunting experience for anybody, and not a very pleasant experience for the patient, I should imagine. The one that springs to mind, the demonstration which took place every week, was called the Wittery, and it was organised by Professor Witz and his team, and one would have to prepare for this, and you always knew your turn was coming, and you hoped that they would be merciful. Another strong recollection that we have, I say we because I'm talking about myself and Douglas, who was a medical student on the firm at the same time and later became my husband. We still laugh about it now. It was in an obstetric ward round when Professor Chassemore was demonstrating something with a pregnant lady who was in bed, and he wanted to elicit her plantar reflexes, but she insisted on keeping her feet plantar flexed because I think she felt it looked a bit better, and he got quite annoyed. And he said, "Don't point your toes at me, woman."
And any more memories of the outpatients' clinics in the 1950s?
Most of the outpatient clinics we attended were in the afternoons when we were experiencing postprandial lows. And I remember sitting and waiting a lot. And I think patients sat and waited even more. And the waiting halls were crowded. There were people sitting on benches all around. I don't know how the appointment systems worked. There must have been an appointment system. But teaching obviously took up some time. And actually, we did get to examine patients, to see them in the cubicles, but it was all a bit chaotic, very often they were held, patients were being reviewed by junior staff whom they hadn't seen before and did complain quite a bit about it to us medical students. They often unburden themselves to us where they wouldn't perhaps to anybody else. And they felt that they were seeing a different person each time and that they had to repeat their history and that the notes were missing. I don't think anything much has changed.